Vina Stowe and her family were fishing off Government Slough when she found a partial skull. She turned the remains over to local police, who notified the U.S. Forest Service in Wrangell. Tongass archaeologist Mark McCallum says he sent pictures of the skull to the state medical examiner.
The state medical examiner's office has forensic anthropologists on staff who will be able to make an initial assessment as to the potential for Native American ancestry. Based on that initial assessment, they'll determine the need, if there is one, to transport those remains up to Anchorage for further examination.
He says if the medical examiner's office determines the remains belong to an Alaska Native, the case will be in the Forest Service's hands and the agency will follow the rules laid out through the Native American Graves Protection Act. McCallum says federal law requires them to create a plan of action regarding transfer of custody and burial of the remains in consultation with the local tribes. He says the Forest Service has already been in contact with the Wrangell Cooperative Association, and the agency's in the process of getting in touch with the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes and officials with the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. WCA President Ernie Christian says if it's confirmed that the remains are Native, the board and elders will determine what to do next.
You know, until we actually see the remains and determine if they're Native origins, then we'll move forward in the correct manner. But since it's very new, and I think it's always when we find my own perspective, it's great to know, get the historical background and show that the Natives have been in Alaska for many thousands of years, and so that's always exciting.
He says he would like to find out more about the remains if they're of Native origin.
We have other remains that we're in the process of taking care of, and in the back channel there was some hand bones that were found and carbon dated, and they were, if I remember right, over 3,500 years old. So if we do the same with this remains that were currently found to date it, we might possibly do that just to give us an idea.
McCallum says he commends the people who made the discovery because they took pictures of its location, pinpointed the spot through Google Maps, and turned the skull over to local police. He says it's better not to disturb the remains, but in this instance, taking the skull with them was the best option.
I've learned today that the location that the skull was found has since flooded, that slough, which was dry last week, is now inundated. So I believe that they made the right call.
McCallum says discoveries like this one are not uncommon in Southeast and expects an initial determination in a few days. He says if it's discovered the remains are not of Native origin, the Alaska State Troopers and local police would become involved. In Wrangell, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.